Today I want to share with you about delay. Like if you're asking, Pastor, I've been praying for this, and I know God wants me to have this. It's in His Word. You have preached on it, Pastor, but I see it in the Word. But where is the manifestation? David sometimes says, has God forgotten His mercies? Why is He so slow? Have you forgotten me? Well, Abraham felt that way too, isn't it? Abraham, when God called Abraham out of Ur of the Chaldees, which is the present-day Babylon area, Iraq, when God called him out, I'll show you a land, God says, and I'll make of you what? A great nation. How can you have a nation without posterity? Right? So God promised him, from that day, God promised him that God will make him a great nation when he didn't even have a baby. And Sarah had always been barren, even in her young age. And now she is 65 at that time. And he was 75 when he departed to go to the land of Canaan. Well, the Lord told him, he wasn't perfect, was he? But God called him, you know. And think about it. If you were in Abraham's shoes, you waited year after year for your manifestation. God Almighty appeared to you. In fact, Stephen, in his address in Acts 7, in the book of Acts, he said this, the God of glory, I like that, the God of glory appeared to our father Abraham. When God appeared to Abraham as the God of glory. I'm sure there was an amazing light effusing out of him, his being, his presence, when God said, I'll make of you a great nation. And yet, month after month, Sarah would cry. Week become months, months become years, years become a decade, even a decade pass. And all these things going on, please, I'm talking about you, and you believing God, and you asking the question, why? Because you are special. Because Abraham was special. Abraham was special. He looked around, he looked at the Philistines, Philistines' wives walking around. Another one walking with wheelbarrow. He looked around. Everywhere he went, every city he went. He went to Egypt. There are Egyptian women walking around. Being carried, you know, left and right by servants or slaves. Because they are so pregnant. Some of them are triplets, quadruplets, sextuplets. And they are just so full. And these are heathens. And Abraham saw all this, and Abraham says, the God of glory appeared to me. And it's not recorded for us how many times Sarah would tell him, what's happening, Abraham? Are we missing God? Now, I want to tell you something about the devil. The devil will turn your times of delay, all right, of non-manifestation into times of questioning God. If your faith is such that you say, I know my God, though he slay me like Job, yet will I trust him. All right? If your faith is like that, then he would do the other approach. Something wrong with you then. There must be some sin in your life. There must be something you did maybe in the past. All right? That is now haunting you. That is now affecting this whole thing. You know there's nothing wrong with God, right? There's something wrong with you. Something wrong with your wife. Something wrong with your parents. You accuse at the drop of a hat. Every time something happens like this, he would do his very best to make sure you come under condemnation. Because condemnation is something that will cause you to repeat that behavior. Is it because of the wrong decisions that the baby was delayed? No. God was going to give him a revelation of himself that all the hidden women that walk around pregnant will never know. I find ladies who are believing God for a baby, let me tell you this. I find that in the Bible, ladies who are barren, when they believe God, and some of them long delays before they conceived, they always bring forth champions. They always bring forth champions. Sarah brought forth Isaac. Amen. Manoah brought forth Samson in their old age. Amen. Zechariah, his wife Elizabeth, the first two names you find in the New Testament. Zechariah, Zachary means to remember. God, Yahweh remembers. Elizabeth, Eli Shavet means God's promise. God remembers his promise and brought forth grace. John, in their old age, when the child is born out of faith. Now, most of the rest of them, they just, all right, get together, boom. Imagine a Philistine pass by. Why do you call upon your God? Pray to your God. Pray to your God. Huh? How do you think Abraham felt? Abraham looked around. Abraham wondering, they are getting manifestations. Or are they? Abraham, you don't know. You don't see their hearts. Yes, they have the physical thing. But that child is not a champion. Your child will be. I said, your child will be. When the child comes, wow. What a champion. Amen. You know how long Abraham waited? Until finally Isaac came. And during this time, you know what he did? He did his best, you know. He listened to his wife. The wife says, looks like God doesn't want me to bear anymore. I mean, she literally said, God has restrained me from bearing. So when I go to my servant girl, Abraham says, okay. Abraham went to the servant girl and then got Ishmael from the servant girl. After that, you know, Sarah came complaining because now Hagar is proud. The maiden girl who got pregnant by her master, Abraham, is proud. Looking at her mistress saying, All right, and now Sarah came to Abraham and says, it's your fault, my wrong be on you. You know, say, now you blame me. You know, and then imagine all the quarrel they went through. All the while Abraham is saying, where is your promise, God? Where is your promise? What happened to your promise, Lord? Are you in that place? You know how long he waited? 24 years. 24 years, just waiting for a chance to tell her how I love her and maybe get a second glance. But now I gotta get used not living next door to Alice. 24 years.
That's an old song, by the way. Y'all wouldn't know. Okay, this generation, all right? I sound so young. Praise God. Anyway, 24 years. That's how long he waited for old Ibi. But when the boy came, hallelujah, he was a champ. And during this time, just before the boy came, you know what God did? You know the story? He went down and to this place in a Philistine area, and Abimelech, which is the title of the Philistine king, saw Sarah, and this time Sarah was about 90 years old. In other words, if God makes you wait, God is a God who restores. If God makes you wait, God will keep you young. If God makes you wait, God will do something to your body that other women do not have. Because when she was 90 years old, something happened to Sarah's body. She was beautiful, that even a heathen king, and don't forget, heathen kings go by their eyesight. They have no spiritual discernment. So God literally change the physical beauty of Sarah, make her young again. Amen. And there was something else that the devil accused them of. Look, Abraham prayed for what? For God to heal Abimelech. In which area? For the Lord had closed up all the wombs of the house of Abimelech. He's praying for open wombs when his wife is not even pregnant for years. So, the devil will try to make you feel like a hypocrite. But therein lies God's wisdom. When you don't have the manifestation, find somewhere and bless someone else with it. Pray for someone else. Pray for a blessing on someone. See what happened in the next verse, next chapter. I put it down there because it's all one continuous flow. All right? The next chapter says, and the Lord visited Sarah as he had said, and the Lord did for Sarah as he had spoken. And why is it that this verse comes right after he prayed for the open wombs? Pray, tell me, why do you think that is so? God wants you to know, do not stop praying for the sick, even when you are sick. Do not stop ministering to people, even when you don't have that manifestation. The devil will tell you, how can you? You are a hypocrite. Are you listening, people? 24 years. You start praying.
I don't know whether God used him to pray for anybody else, but it's amazing. Maybe he was under accusation. I do not know. But one thing I do know, when he started praying for open wombs, his wife's womb opened. Sometimes we are so self-absorbed, my healing, my manifestation, my child's manifestation, my family, that God wants us to break out of that self-occupation and start getting involved in praying for other people. If you are in the clinic, start praying for people that you see around you. Pray for that child, pray for that lady, pray for that man. Start praying. Amen? And all of a sudden you'll find your own stress level, your worry level, anxiety level just drops. Start praying for others. And God turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. What the devil wants to tell you is that it's your fault. Something is happening because of this delay. It's your fault. No, my friend, listen. In the Old Testament even, all right, like Abraham's story, it wasn't because of Abraham's sin. Are you listening? God waited until Abraham could not. And then when Isaac came, all the glory goes to God. God waited until Abraham could not. But the thing is this, there was a lesson. When Abraham finally received his manifestation, listen, God told him, I'll multiply your seed as the stars of the heaven and as a sand on the seashore. And today, when we look around, all this is the seed of Abraham. Abraham has more seeds than all those Egyptian women walking around. Amen. All the Philistine women walking around pregnant. Abraham, today, we are called sons of Abraham. Amen. Best of all, Abraham started learning about who God is, his wonderful person that all these other people never got to know. Sometimes in the delays of revelation, and because he loves you, he delays. So that you have a revelation that others don't have. Those heathen never knew the revelation that Abraham had. Isn't it wonderful?
Hope prevails to shine. the fullness of his reign. Our hearts will bow before the sound of Jesus' name.
Hi, I hope you are blessed and encouraged by this video. If you were impacted by this message, let us know by liking it and leaving a comment below. Lastly, feel free to subscribe to get more inspirational content every week. See you again real soon. God bless you.